This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, we'll check in on MasterCard Memorial Cup preparations in Red Deer with VP of the Rebels and event co-chair Merrick Sutter. The event just 8 months away. Meanwhile, NHL Central Scouting unveiling its players to watch list. 40 WHLers making the grade. We'll have more on that. The new overtime format paying dividends in the Prairies in the opening weekend. And hear from WHL Player of the Week Alex Forsberg from the Victoria Royals. First up, MasterCard Memorial Cup swings back to the Western Hockey League this year, and it's only 8 months away from the city of Red Deer and the Red Deer Rebels hosting this year's event come late May. And we have the senior VP of the Rebels and also co-chair of the host committee, Merrick Sutter, joining us here for WHL This Week. Merrick, I say 8 months away. What does that mean to you as you guys continue preparation there?
It means we really got to hit the panic button here, John. So, no, it's the days seem to be flying by. We have a lot of work to do. We've done a lot of work so far, getting a lot of people in place and logistics going. So things are happening. So it's all good.
Merrick, what's the biggest challenge when hosting an event of this size? It's an event that, you know what, that you guys can easily pull off and have hosted major events in the past. But what are the unique challenges of the Memorial Cup?
Well, I think one of the challenges is just trying to, you know, keep it fresh and keep it new. There's been a lot of great ideas in the past and a lot of things that have worked well. And so it's just trying to apply all that in a market that has never hosted the event before. So we're pretty lucky here. Westerner Park is an exceptional complex to host the event. The majority of the events that are directly related will be on site and immediately adjacent to the arena. So that sure helps logistics and operations and the atmosphere.
Merrick, it's been a long time since the Memorial Cup's been in the province of Alberta. You got to go all the way back to Calgary in 1974, the last time that happened. So there's a little bit of historical side here that I know the Rebels want to represent.
Oh, absolutely, John. I think there's a number of people in the community who have said that exact same thing, that, you know, no one in Central Alberta has seen this event live in person. You know, outside of the few that followed us to Regina in 01, there aren't many points of reference for people having experienced this event. There's been Grey Cups and even a World Juniors here in 95, and that's probably the most direct comparable. But I think it's going to be a special event, something that people probably haven't seen on this scale, especially regarding hockey. There's always that emotional attachment when the home team is involved. So that's something that obviously they've never experienced here, where a local Red Deer team is in a major national championship like this. So, you know, I think we've been getting a heavy amount of interest from Edmonton and Calgary. So one of our commitments is to make this an Alberta Hockey Festival. And I think we're going to have some good representation for hockey fans from across the province.
I know a big part of the package is the ticket sales and that drive as well. And I know that that's a major part of the efforts of the host committee. With the event 8 months away, how are things going, Merrick?
Really well, John. Actually, we are just this week wrapping up our season ticket holder sale, where all of our season ticket members have the opportunity to secure their seats and let us know that they'll be taking them. So once that process is finished, we'll have a better idea of where we're at. We have a little over 4,200 season ticket holders right now. From that, there will be an additional pre-sale, and then we'll have an idea of how many tickets are available for the public, given what gets taken by teams from around the CHL, national sponsors, NHL scouts. There won't leave that many, but it's going to take us a couple weeks to figure out exactly what that number is. So at that point, there will be a public on sale of some size. But for all intents and purposes, the event should be sold out by Christmas.
Now, of course, that's all the off-ice element to it. The other side of it is the on-ice element. And, of course, your general manager and president, Brent Sutter, is trying to get a competitive team moving forward. And we've seen lots of moves here already, starting really last season once the Memorial Cup was announced to Red Deer.
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, luckily, that isn't my department, but I'm close enough to know what's going on. And I think one of our goals was, you know, obviously to have a highly competitive team this year. I think we're definitely there, but not something that's going to be going forward, that the team will remain competitive. And that's something that I think we owe our fans with the support that they're giving us this year, that we continue to put that product on the ice. And I think we'll do that the way that we've positioned the hockey club. So things are looking good this year and going forward. So.
Well, Merrick, it's a big task to pull off an event like the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Best of luck with everything that's going on, and good luck as we hit the event here 8 months away from the city of Red Deer and the Rebels hosting. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
NHL Central Scouting is out with its preliminary players to watch list for the 2016 NHL Draft, and 40 WHL players making the grade. Central Scouting identifies players with a rating system that includes an A rating indicating a potential first-round NHL candidate. Four WHL players assigned an A rating. They include Cale Clegg of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Sam Steele of the Regina Pats, Max Lajoie of the Swift Current Broncos, and Tyler Benson of the Vancouver Giants. In addition, 10 WHL skaters were assigned B ratings, while 21 skaters were given C ratings. Five WHL goaltenders also made the list, including Carter Hart of the Everett Silver Tips, Zach Sachenko of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Evan Sartow of the Tri-City Americans, Nick McBride of the Prince Albert Raiders, and Medicine Hat Tigers netminder Nick Schneider also cracking the list, but recently signed a free agent deal with the Calgary Flames. Meanwhile, the new 3-on-3 overtime format producing a pair of winners in the opening weekend, both coming on the prairies. In Regina, a top NHL draft prospect played OT hero against the Moose Jaw Warriors. Voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, had the call.
Chance for a 2-on-1. Steele with some blocking. Into the offensive zone. Steele right side. Snapshot. Stott scores! Sam Steele, his first of the year, and the Pats win! 3-2 the final!
And in Prince Albert, the new format producing a win for the hometown fans over the rival Saskatoon Blades. Raiders voice, Drew Wilson.
To catch. Sanderson scores! Overtime goal, Sean Montgomery. Monty wins the war for Prince Albert tonight.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
That was a solid opening weekend for Victoria Royals forward Alex Forsberg. 7 points and 2 weekend wins. Voice of the Royals, Marlon Martin, sat down with him.
Alex, congratulations. Named WHL Player of the Week. What does the honor mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, I've had a good start, and that's big for me. I mean, coming back as a 20-year-old, you want to impress the coaching staff and the fans and show them that you want to be here. So I think I've done that so far.
Have you ever been named Player of the Week?
No, I have not. I've had a couple good weeks, but nothing like that.
Tied for the league lead in scoring?
Yeah, that's exciting for me. I'm not going to look too much into it. I mean, Portland had their backup starting. Aiden Hill got hurt. If he starts both games, it may be a little bit of a different story. But, I think we're just going to try carrying that into next weekend. We got two big games coming up here.
You're naturally a centerman, right? They got you on the wing. How have you accepted that role?
Well, I've kind of been both. I mean, in Prince George, when I was 16, I was a right winger, I think, and then I played center for my other years in Prince George and in Saskatoon. I was a center, and then here I came as a left winger. So I've kind of played every position. It doesn't really bother me too much.
Can you talk a bit about your progression through the Western Hockey League now at 20-year-old and where it all started being, started with being the first overall selection for the Cougars?
Obviously I came into the league with a lot of excitement. I had a pretty good rookie year, and then everyone kind of knows what happened after that. I try not to look back on it too much. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it now. Just looking forward, and, as a 20-year-old, I definitely feel a lot stronger out there. It's a little bit different coming into camp with playing against kids that are 5 years younger than you. That's a little bit different for me. But, I just feel a lot stronger this year, I think.
Second year now under the tutelage of Dave Lowry. He'll be coaching at the World Juniors. And a man with his pedigree, what do you take having him as your head coach?
You can take so much away from it. He's a great coach. He gets the best out of every player. He expects a lot out of you, but if you go out there and you work hard every night, he's gonna reward you. And yeah, I can't say enough about him. I'm really excited to watch him at the World Juniors.
Tell us about your line mates, Vladimir Bobolev and Jack Walker. You guys produced 16 points in 2 games over the weekend.
Yeah, it's really nice to see, especially for a guy like Bobby. I know he had a little bit of a rough season last year, and for him to come over here and perform and put up points, it's really nice to see. And Walker, he came down from Minnesota with a lot of confidence, and he's a great player. He's He's one of the fastest guys I've ever seen, and he opens up the ice for us a lot.
Excellent. Thanks for doing this, Alex. Congratulations on being Player of the Week, and I want to wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
It's Alex Forsberg, 20-year-old forward for the Victoria Royals.
Hey, that's the show. Special thanks to Marlon and Victoria for his help this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.